Do you want to help change your community, for the better? Join the Walk a Mile in Their Shoes fundraising walk, or sponsor a walker or team, and you can do just that. Walk a Mile in Their Shoes is a walk to raise awareness of, and end gender-based violence, by raising funds to support YWCA Cambridge's free violence prevention programming with girls and gender-diverse youth across Waterloo Region, said YWCA Cambridge CEO, Kim Decker. Decker continued, "We offer this evidence-based and award-winning programming to children as young as 8 years of age. A critical piece of ending gender-based violence is preventing it before it can take root. That's why we do this work. This important and pivotal programming receives no core funding, yet the demand for it is constantly escalating, in schools and across the community. Many people see the pandemic as being well behind us," said Decker. "In many ways it is. However, we're still dealing with the impacts of the shutdowns and disruptions on youth who experienced unprecedented levels of isolation and mental health challenges. Parents and teachers are still reporting increased behavioral and social challenges among youth. Bullying remains a serious issue, particularly bullying related to gender, sexuality, and ethno-cultural origins. This programming empowers youth to develop self-confidence, understanding of healthy relationships and boundaries and more," she finished. Walk a Mile in Their Shoes is a chance for the community to step in, step up and help fund this critical programming, and change the community. The walk takes place October 14, starting at 11 a.m. at Cambridge City Hall, 50 Dixon Street, Cambridge. Walk a Mile in Their Shoes is a free, family-friendly event. Community members can register as individuals, join an existing team, or create their own team. The signature red high heels will be available to walkers who wish to don them, but are not mandatory. The key to ending gender-based violence is having conversations, and having conversations with kids. Those are the conversations we have to start, and men and boys need to be part of those conversations as well, said Decker. Funds raised from the walk will help us continue to facilitate and grow those conversations in our community. To learn more, register to walk or sponsor a walker, go online here.